last weekend was the tragic and unfortunate passing of Elisheva Solomon. Certain halachic problems that arise in terms of Hilchos Onein and Velas and Kvura. And we were able to gain a certain practical halacha and svara from the Rosh Yeshiva over this weekend. I would just like to mention just some of these points because they are important. The first point is vis-a-vis the halacha of Onein, that an Onein is a pater mikol mitzvah tamoris v'tara, which means all assays, not lavin, even midrabanan, same halacha. It's brought down as follows, that an Onein, of course, let's assume he wants to eat pas, for instance. So the halacha is he does netilas yadayim, but b'li bracha. So why? So the answer is because netilas yadayim, yeah, it's also have pas b'li netilas yadayim. So that's netilas yadayim is iser. So you have to be netil. But bracha, as I say. Oh, but they all ask a question. The Gemara says, it's also for Aliyah Yehana Adam Malamazibli Bracha. It's also for the guy to eat or to be nana, any type of hana, reyach. So that's also. So the question is, so why, what's the difference really between the Tilas Yadayim and Bracha? Secondly, Rebbe also mentioned the Rebbe Kiva Eger's Kasha. That let's assume a guy is eating, and then he realizes he's not sure if he made a Bracha on his Eichel. So we pass in Safak Brachas Lahakel, and you continue eating. So Rebbe Kiva Eger says, yeah, Safak Brachas Lahakel, but maybe you should stop eating. What gives you the right to continue eating? Yeah, so Rebbe answered that there's a difference. He says there's some type you have Yisurim in Torah, inherent Yisurim. For instance, like Chazer. So these are inherent Yisurim. That Chazer is an inherent Yisurim. But a piece of Chazer is also Bachila. Okay, that's an inherent Yisurim. Now, let's take the question of Eichel. Now, you could say it's simply that all ochel in the world, all these chavtzos, all these divrei, all these chavtzos shalna are asa, and bracha is matiyu ba'achila, right? Ba'achila asa. That's a creates a matiyu on these chavtzos shalisa. But there's another way to learn. Okay, and that is as follows. That really, the halach is like this. The halach is not that these things are chavtzal shal iser and is a bracha zamatia, but the halach is that the failure for a gavra who to be a mevarech is the iser. In other words, a person who has a chi of brachas on him, he is chayav the brachas. Okay, if he fails to do that performance, fails to fulfill that obligation, then the eichel is usher. So the performance, so the lack, the failure in the performance is the usher, is ushers him in being an eich, eating or being nana, being nana. So therefore, Rebbe said as follows: Halacha is not very good. Why? Because the tilas yadayim, you see, that's an inherent usher. It is inherent usher that a guy believing the tila, believing yadayim and Yadayim that are washed, it's also for him to wish it's to go ahead and have achilas pas. However, but let's take the in terms of other types of hana. Excuse me, in terms of hana like by achila. So there, it's a question only in terms of halachah and the gavra whether or not he was a mevarich or not. Halachah in the mevarich, correct? So if that's the halacha, by owning, the owning is pater. He's not defined as a gavra ha-mavarech during this time. So therefore, there is no failure of performance. It's only a guy who fails to do his obligation. There's a guy who has a status of a gavur hamavarech, but he doesn't have that status. So therefore, that is why there's no isser. You see, that's why it's not aser for him to be a neder from this thing, because there's no isser created. The isser is only as a result if he's a gavur hamavarech and he's not a mavarech. If he lacks in being a gavur hamavarech, but he's not defined as a gavur hamavarech. And to Zidayim, though, it's not that halacha. To Zidayim, it's like an inherent isser, like chazer. The same answer applies by the question of Safek Brachas. Once again, the guy who's not defined, when you say Safek Brachas, means that the guy is not a Gavra Mavarech. So therefore, it does not result in a lack of performance to ask him in continuing the Achila. Now, just to apply these ideas now in the practice, so in our situation over here, the Misa was on Shabbos, so then of course you run into the question of Avdala. Now, you have two points in Avdala. You have, of course, Avdala to be mati you, Malacha. Then, of course, you have Avdala, Betairis, Heter Achila, Heter Eichel. Now, it would come out as follows. That, vis-a-vis, the full Avdala of, the Bracha, Baruch HaMavdil, Baruch HaTashon, Baruch HaMavdil, the full Avdala, right, Allah Kos. So that, it would seem that you should be patterit. That we know that he shouldn't do it. Why? Because that's just a question of heter achila. Now we're saying like this, saying the same svara, that it's not the pshat that ochel zachafta shalisra abdullah is a matir, but the failure to be a mavdil is asas yu b'achila. So we're saying the same thing. So since the oinein does not have that status, so therefore, Eichel is not aser to him, and therefore he doesn't have to be a mavdil in the bracha in the havdalah lakos. However, vis-a-vis Issa Malacha, Rebbe said, even though it is not brought down, Rebbe seemed to say that the onin should say Baruch Hamavdil Mekadosh Lachol, because that's a question of Issa Malacha. Mavdil Mekadosh Lachol. Of course, some sheet is a no egg that the onin should be yetsi b'torah shmeya ka'ona from another person, to say the havdalah from. This, of course, runs into the problem once again. Machlek is Rashi and Tosfos, but how do you learn the definition of shmeya ka'ona? Because if you learn shmeya ka'ona is mamish that you were the mavarech. Of course, then you run into the problem again. So he's doing birkas havdalah. So it would seem, the way Rebbe was inclined to say, that the best thing is that the Onein should simply say Baruch HaMavdil, and there is no Isra Achila, because he's not defined as does not have the status of a Gavra to be a Mavdil or a Mavarech. The next point that I remember is, insofar now, we had a situation here where the father did go to the kfura, okay, and however the mother did not. Now the question is, when does the mother actually start her maisa avelis? When does that start? Now the Rebbe decided the kfura was in Amityville, Long Island. Now he said that the island is considered over here, even with us, we're all the final, it's all considered 1 year. It's Irachas, he said. So he said, if it's Irachas, the halacha is, they bring down that by Irachas, you calculate the approximate time of the kfura, and that is when the avelis would start. We said that the kriya, it has to be a tefach. So based on Ramesh's Amma, it comes out that the kriya is 3.6 inches. So I think we said, but just to be a little more precise, I think we said it was 3.625 inches. Once again, based on the Ramay Shazama, an Avel must sit on a chair or whatever that is less than 10 and 3 quarters inches. Just one point from Menachem Avel. Menachem, even though Rebbe did say, I think in one of the Yishurim, that it was mashma from many places, from a number of places, I wasn't there, that the Menachem should also be al haRitzpah, should also not be sitting on a chair. Don Frankel mentioned that the Aruch HaShulchan also says that way. General minig is not to do it that way. The Aruch HaShulchan though brings down that you should do it that way. So the guy's yeshiva should really judge by each individual situation. Insofar is not exactly in time sequence, but in terms also now, in terms of the Shomrei HaMace, the people watching the mace, you have different questions about what is Mutter, what is Aser. It seems that the general halacha seems to be that Sicha B'Tela is Mutter. Okay? Sicha B'Tela is Mutter. However, it should not be of the nature of like Leitzanus. Now we had the problem of Lima Torah. Definitely, Soch Dalet Amos is Aser Mishum Loig LaRash. Now we had a situation here where we can only be a Shemir the Meis Chutz LaDalet Amos, and we want to know what the Halacha is over there. Now it seems to be a Machlekes Achrona. Actually, I think it's one sheet Sachron that holds that it's Aser Chutz LaDalet Amos. So the Achronim, it seems, are Megal by Chutz LaDalet Amos, and they hold that Divrei Torah is Mutter. Oh, by the way, of course, Toch Dalet Amos, it's only Aser B'Dibor, but here Divrei Torah is Mutter, even within Dalet Amos. So Rabbi said, Machlikis B'Chutz Dalet Amos is the question as follows. The question is it just an Iser? A question of Loig L'Rush. It's just a question of Loig L'Rush. That's only Iser B'Fnei HaMeis. That's only B'Toch Dalet Amos. But it could be another question, that it's a question of the Iser of Divrei Torah also stems from the question of being, I've been Sasek B'Meis. It's a question of being Mesasek B'Meis. If it's Lachan Mesaskus B'Meis, then it's even Chutz L'Dalet Amos. Also, we had a situation where we actually could not see what different people, what strangers actually, were doing in the room with the mace. Due to hospital rules, we were not allowed in the actual room with the mace. So we couldn't see what was going on. So the question was, we asked Rebbe, we still considered Shomer. So he passed in that we're still Shomrim, because they're still aware that we are outside and we're here for the mace. So when they are inside with the in the room, they are consciously aware that we are outside, and that is sufficient to be define us as Shomrim. Insofar as a cotton, which is of course Yosef, maybe Chodesh. We also said that we do say tzidikah den by the kvorah.